One Night Stand presents Hal McIntyre and his band. From the Century Room of the Commodore Hotel in New York City, here's music by Hal McIntyre and his band, with songs tonight by Frank Lester, Johnny Turnbull, and the Quartet. And here to introduce the tunes is your Century Room host, Stuart Young.
And number one is an original by Mr. McIntyre called 12 O'Clock Whistle. Hal? Hal McIntyre calls Frankie Lester front and center now for a bit of balladeering by Berlin. Everybody knew but me.
Thank you. disagree, and everybody saw the things that I was too much in love to see. You were getting through, and everybody knew, everybody knew but me.
On this, the opening night of Hal McIntyre and his boys here in the Century Room, the Hotel Commodore, New York City, we have a little surprise for you featuring Johnny Turnbull and the McIntyre Quartet. Surprise party.
I had a surprise party for my baby. Made everyone promise not to put my baby wise. And now they're talking about the way it turned out. What a complete surprise. Some intimate friends came to greet my baby. And I was as busy as a bee around a hive. I took a look at the clock, my, and tickety-tock, my baby was about to arrive. There were flowers on the table, something extra special on ice. I was glad that I was able to have everything nice. Chicken and rice and everything all set. And then we waited, and I was delighted and excited as could be. But when my baby walked in with somebody else, the most surprised party was me.
Uncle of mine in Australia, he just left me a bundle of dough.
Was that loot, huh, John?
Oh, yeah. You see, he figured out how to cross a kangaroo with a Persian lamb.
Well, what happened, Johnny?
What happened, you ask? Oh, he made a fortune selling fur coats with built-in muffs, yeah. Had everything all set, and then we waited. And I was excited and delighted as could be. But when my baby walked in with somebody else, the most surprised party was me.
And was his face red?
Oh, that's your old face. Red, white, and red.
The most surprised party was me.
And from one of the newest surprise party, Hal McIntyre turns the pages of his album back now for a very delightful recollection, The Hour of Parting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Rodgers and Hammerstein wrote it, and Frankie Lester and all the boys in the band have the feeling, so it might as well be spring.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I'm starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I've yet to meet. I'm dizzy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. Thank you.
vocal spotlight now are Frankie Lester and the McIntyre Quartet with a swing spiritual, Patience and Fortitude. Al McIntyre and his orchestra, Singing in the Rain. It's been music by Hal McIntyre and his band, playing for dancers in the Century Room of New York City's Commodore Hotel. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.